From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Media reports say the masked Islamic State militant who appeared in several videos of hostage beheadings has been tentatively identified, but security sources say the reports may not be accurate. Reports quote friends of Mohammed Emwazi as saying they believe he is the tall London-accented speaker dubbed Jihadi John. Two U.S. government sources told Reuters investigators believe Emwazi is the masked man. A U.S. National Security Council spokeswoman says the murder of U.S. citizens by the Islamic State continues to be investigated, but would not confirm or deny the reports about the identity of Jihadi John. Russia is warning Western countries against imposing more sanctions on Moscow, saying such threats show the West is opposed to following through on a truce for eastern Ukraine. Both the United States and some leaders in Europe have threatened to impose tougher sanctions on Moscow if it does not stop supporting pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Thursday called those threats an attempt to deflect attention from the needs to follow through on the terms of a ceasefire. Ukraine's military announced it has begun pulling 100-millimeter weapons from the front lines in eastern Ukraine. Witnesses in Somalia say one person was killed by at least five mortar rounds fired Thursday at the presidential palace in Mogadishu. Security officials confirmed the attack but did not release any information on casualties. Police say they are investigating. Militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack and said several shells landed inside the palace, a detail not confirmed by security forces. This is VOA News. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission will vote Thursday on a proposal that would ensure the nation's internet sector operates as a free and open marketplace. The commissioners are expected to approve a proposal offered by Chairman Tom Wheeler that would ban so-called paid prioritization, in which big internet service providers would charge content providers a higher fee to stream their material over cyberspace faster than smaller customers. In an opinion piece for Wired magazine, Wheeler said his proposal would preserve the internet as an open platform for innovation and free expression. A Taliban suicide bomber rammed his explosives-packed vehicle into a Turkish embassy convoy in the Afghan capital Thursday morning, killing at least two people. Spokesman for Kabul police tells VOA a Turkish national was among those killed in the attack that took place just outside the Turkish mission in central Kabul. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said on Wednesday Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is wrong in his judgment of nuclear talks with Iran. Prime Minister Netanyahu told fellow Likud party members Wednesday that by making concessions to the Iranians, the United States and its partners have given up on the commitment to keep Iran from being able to build a nuclear weapon. Kerry told a congressional hearing that what has been accomplished so far in talks with Iran has actually made Israel safer by stopping Iran from advancing its nuclear program. The Obama administration is extremely upset that Republican House Speaker John Boehner invited Mr. Netanyahu to speak to a joint meeting of Congress next week. At least 17 people were killed in a suicide bombing Thursday at a bus station in Nigeria's northern Borno state, this according to witnesses and security forces. The attack took place in the town of Bu, scene of previous attacks that have been claimed by the militant group Boko Haram. A second person attempted a suicide bombing in the same bus station but was killed before he could detonate his explosives. A law that legalizes marijuana use is now in effect in Washington, D.C. The new law, which voters passed in a referendum last November, took effect shortly after midnight, local time, Thursday. The law allows adults 21 and over to privately possess and smoke a fifth of a kilogram of pot and to grow small amounts of the plant. Buying, selling, and smoking in public still would be against the law. The U.S. capital city joins Alaska, Colorado, and the state of Washington in legalizing recreational marijuana. I'm Bob Doty reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.